Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Brad Finstead, is on the phone with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's have a peek at, we don't know who's going to win the election, right? We can't look in a crystal ball and figure that out. But you must have some thoughts about what happens post-election, especially with the upcoming legislative session.
Well, the bottom line is, however the election comes out, there's a lot of work to be done, specifically in the state legislature. January comes quick, and it's the start of a new biennium, which means a new budget. We have some tax receipts that are trending a little bit downward, so hopefully we don't get into the deficit talk, but there's definitely going to be a lot of budgeting and bringing the new folks up to speed.
What about unfinished business? I mean, we had a no-win situation on both transportation and, I think, a tax bill. None of that actually happened, right?
Yeah, and none of it happened. There's been threats of special sessions for most of the summer, fall here. And then issue as of late is the skyrocketing premiums people are paying with the new open enrollment starting here. So healthcare has become the number one issue in the election here in the last week. So if there is a special session, I would assume it would be based around taxes, transportation, and healthcare, which it's hard to get your head around how that could all be tackled in a special session.
Does seem a little bit much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, what do we do about, because are we going to have more gridlock up in St. Paul, do you expect, or what is your sense of that?
We live in an interesting time. I mean, I look at how things are playing out from a national election standpoint, and there is a lot of hostility, a lot of folks that are angry politicians usually lead to hot tempers and emotions and, quite frankly, some dysfunction. And I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath on this, beautiful civil legislative session that might not happen. But, a lot of it comes down to the election and the results. And, is there going to be regional differences? Is there going to be a change in leadership in the House or the Senate? How willing is the governor to work with the legislature and the legislature with the governor moving into his last 2 years of office? There's a lot of questions that remain, but the election will trigger that next conversation of, all right, now we know the players and the positions that they're playing. Then it comes down to that next phase of legislating.
Brad Finstead is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. He's been our guest today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.